Now, in September 2018, the Department of Education were under heavy criticism for creating a new physics HSC syllabus that made literally no mention of contributions of female physicists in the field. The syllabus mentioned 25 scientists, all of them male. Now, one program is hoping to fill that gap of knowledge. The STEM Punk Girls UTS program is hoping to educate young girls on all the female pioneers in STEM and encourage them to engage in the field. They have an exciting program lined up for International Day of Women and Girls in Science to have high school girls reach their local STEM ladies. To find out more, we are this morning joined by Taylor Siska. She is the STEM Punk Girls program coordinator. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so cool to have you in the studio.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
Now, tell us about the STEM Punk Girls educational program. What is it? When did it start? Give us a rundown.
Steampunk Girls has had a few different incarnations over the years. So it started in 2016 as a co-design. It's actually invited high school girls to come in and sort of talk about what they wanted in a program like this.
Cool.
Then over time, it's changed a little bit. So we're funded by Women and STEM and Entrepreneurship through the government. And so this year, we wanted to do an in-schools program, 100% in schools. So we actually have teachers come to us for 2 days, and we sort of run through what is STEAM, because it's a bit different from STEM.
Okay.
So it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics.
Arts as well.
Yeah, so we include the arts and humanities.
Okay.
And so then we talk about
my
STEAM.
Mistake, I was calling it STEM. I've learned something new this morning.
No, that's fair. Yeah, it's a sort of a new movement, the STEAM movement.
I like it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I think steampunk can come back in a whole new way and it can be really cool.
That's what we're trying.
Yes. Okay, so it includes arts and, humanities as well.
Yeah, so then, and we also run through like project-based learning, design thinking, sort of, it's a different instructional style for the program as well. And it's all girls in years about 7 to 10.
Very cool.
And so the program runs by the young women sort of pick a problem in their school or in their community, sort of guided by their teacher. And then they sort of just that and try to use STEAM, so it could be an app or a mural or something sort of in the STEAM area, to come up with a solution for it. And so they have sort of the autonomy to actually make change in their community using STEAM.
I love that we're bringing it back to the communities as well, and making it that kind of localized issue and the localized solution as well for young people. Because when you think about science and you think about the arts as well, it's often on this huge, big scale where we're launching rockets into space and we're doing incredible things in opera houses around the world and all those sorts of things. So I think that it's really incredible to bring it back and show people how they can actually affect their local communities as
well.
Yeah,
and one thing we found when we were sort of talking to the girls is that they're so concerned about these global issues, like these massive, like global warming, climate change, things that are really scary and they make you feel almost powerless. But then to have a program like this where you realize, even on a small scale, you can make change and it makes a difference. And sort of talking to the girls, that's something that they really like, is that it's, they feel like they are helping people.
Yeah.
Can make a difference in that way.
I'm always surprised by like young teenage girls when they, because they have this like very unfair characterization.
Absolutely.
As being like little misses and, you know, little vapid little teenagers who only care about themselves and their Instagram likes, but it's not the case at all.
Not at all. Every like young woman that I talk to, it's just, I'm always like amazed by like their global thinking, their empathy, and
kids
just,
these days,
yeah,
just blow my mind.
I know, absolutely. I was like a horrible child compared to you.
Right?
I feel like
me too. I'm like, where was my sense of everything that you have going on in your life when I was your age?
Like, you're gonna change the world and do such great things.
And a little tear rolls down your cheek. And you're like, oh, the world's in good hands. So speaking of kind of social media, the social media age, tell us what Steampunk Girls are doing for International Day of Women and Girls in Science.
So that's on February 11th.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're sort of asking young women to research women in STEAM or STEM in their local community, because they're, as you were saying, fantastic women in STEM throughout history, and it's only really recently that their stories are beginning to be told. And so it's sort of incredibly sad to think that all the amazing women that we have in the world right now aren't being heard and aren't, you don't really have a light shining on them. So that's sort of our goal, is sort of shine a light on the amazing women in STEAM and STEM in New South Wales. So we're asking girls to submit an Instagram post to us. So it's sort of a science communication exercise for them.
Love
and
it.
To sort of interview someone and sort of get the most interesting and most important bits that they want to communicate to the world.
Wow.
In a short caption and a picture. And then we'll put it on our Instagram, link it to our Twitter. And then we also want to send them a postcard from Rachel Ignatowski's book, Women in Science, 50 Fearless Pioneers Who Changed the World.
Very cool. These girls are great at Instagram too. Like they're the Instagram generation.
I'm really hoping that they help our Instagram more than I can.
That's what I was very quietly thinking too. Like these kids are going to make your Instagram incredible because when you give the kids the freedom to step into these spheres that they have, they are native to. A lot of us are immigrants to these kind of spheres. Then you are always mind blown by what they can do. What a great way to engage them as well. Also kids sitting in school, I can imagine when they're being told to put their phones away and get off social media and like, nah, it's actually allowed.
Yeah.
It's a really good cause.
We're doing it for a reason.
We're doing for a really cool thing. So have you had people submitting photos already?
No. So actually, we're kind of just kicking off for 2019. So the last 2 days, I've had a group of teachers that I've been working with doing the professional learning on steampunk, project-based learning and all that. So we just finished yesterday afternoon.
Perfect.
So they're going to start meeting their girls in the next week or two when
and
school
then
starts.
It will flood. Oh, I'm of really course. School hasn't even started yet. There we go. This hasn't even started. Wow. This is such a great way to kick the year off too.
But yeah, I think so. And I love the idea of our Instagram just being like this beautiful mosaic of amazing women in STEM.
Yeah, I think so. Mentorship. I just want to talk really quickly about that and what the role kind of mentorship in the Steampunk Girls program is.
Yeah, one of the things we're really all about is just sort of shattering the preconceived notions and stereotypes and bias that you might have about what a woman in STEM or STEAM looks like. Mm. And so by having exciting, dynamic young women from like the UTS community, being able to mentor these students and sort of show them a role model and someone to aspire to is so, so powerful.
It is so powerful. And UTS, especially where you're based and where Steampunk Girls is based, has the most incredible like incubator of fantastic minds.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I've met some of the students and I'm just like, I love you. Everything about you. This is amazing.
Come and be my best friend, please.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel a lot of the time walking around here. It's like, I just want to be everyone's best friend. So what age are these mentors mentoring these younger girls?
I'm looking for like higher, like third year undergrads, HDR students, so like post-grad students.
Kind of mid-20s-ish.
Academics. Yeah. So just like someone who maybe you wouldn't expect. But I mean, like women of all ages, like we're just so happy to have women in the classroom working
absolutely
with these girls.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds absolutely incredible. If people want to find out more, if teachers want to find out more, how do they get in touch? How do they get involved?
So our website is still under construction.
Okay.
But you can email steampunkgirls@uts.edu.au and I'm always on that.
Yeah. always, right?
Literally
it's like
always.
This connected world where we never step away from our emails.
Or you can find us on Twitter at @steampunkuts and Instagram @steampunkgirls.
I love it. I cannot wait to see what this turns into and I cannot wait to see how incredible February 11th is going to be.
Thank you. Yeah, check us out on February 11th.
It's going to be like a content flood of just brilliantness.
And I'm so excited that it's going to be written by like the young women themselves.
By young people too. Yeah. By young women who are just the future, and it makes me feel very... There's a lot of bad things happening in the world, but sometimes you look at these younger generations, you're like, oh,
We might be okay.
Taylor, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Taylor Siska. She is from Steampunk Girls Program Coordinator, talking to us about the program at UTS. We're going to pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show to all their socials if you want to check it out. We'll pop that email address up there as well in case you didn't get it down in time.